We are ready. Hello again. My name is Nazim Masood. I'm the founder of Mental Edge Trading. I just want to welcome all of you to this call. I do appreciate you taking a call and taking the time and being here. I think you want to stay to the end of the call because at the end we're going to have the live Q&A. So if you have any questions or comments, that's the time to ask me. One request that I have from you, because I want to keep this call interactive and in the conversational mode, if you're calling from a place that is noisy, like what we are hearing in the background, you can press *6 to mute yourself or put it on mute on your phone, because that way then we can have a conversation rather than me putting it in on the lecture mode. And if you have any questions, then you can *6 yourself to unmute yourself. That's fair?
Sounds great.
Thank you. I also suggest that, you know, if you want to have a paper and pencil, so you can take notes, and that way you can you can learn about these processes and you can implement it for yourself. Because what we're going to be talking about today is the 5 differentiator factors of top 5% traders. We're going to go into each step. We're going to explore them and look at what the symptoms are. At the same time, I'm going to give you steps and processes so you can implement it in your trading business so you can be on the better track for 2010. I'm hearing a little bit of echo, so please press *6 to mute yourself. My goal for this call is to have simple and actionable steps. So after this call, you can go and implement it in your trading business. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Good. If you haven't been on any of my calls before or you haven't, you know, talked to me before, here's a little bit about me so you learn a little bit about my background. I worked on Wall Street for more than 15 years and was in the heart of action on the trading floor for such financial giants like Morgan Stanley, Bankers Trust, UBS, Chase, JP Morgan, among many others. I worked as a business analyst, a strategist, a project manager, a risk manager on some of the biggest clients and portfolios. And I was able to turn their strategy vision into working realities. I was on the fast track of success. I was one of the youngest who became the VP. And people started noticing and start asking me what I was doing, what was my strategies. And when I shared with them what those strategies and tactics were, they were able to implement it in their own life and get the results that they wanted to do. And, you know, the word started to get around and people came more and more to me and asked me this question. So in 2002, I decided to make it my official business. Life wasn't always this way. I mean, I'm painting this picture for you, but it wasn't always that way. When I came to this country in 1978, I barely could speak English. And I was the oldest kid, so I became the translator for my family. In 1980, I started my dad's business with him. I was working full-time and going to school full-time. By the time 1988 came along and I was married, I had bought my first house and I had bought my beautiful Porsche, which was my pride and joy. So I was extremely happy. By 1990, when I was going through a separation from my ex-husband, I had to borrow money from my dad. That was the most embarrassing and painful moment of my life because I was working full-time, I used to have all of these things, and now I had to borrow money from him. So at that moment, I promised myself that I would never allow this to happen to me. I took responsibility for my own actions. I wanted to know how this happened. Why did I allow it to, you know, for this to go through? I wanted to get back to the lifestyle that I was accustomed to. That wasn't my lifestyle. I didn't want it. So while working on Wall Street, I started reading a lot of books, studied with a lot of mentors, and not only I learned those tactics, but I learned how to implement it in my own life. By 1998, I had bought my beautiful two-bedroom condo in Manhattan, I had a very diversified portfolio. I was extremely happy. In 1999, I opened my own consulting firm. And by 2001, I was happily married again. The reason I'm sharing these things with you is not to impress you, but to let you know that it is possible to have the success, the trading success that you want, and have a harmonious life. For the past seven or eight years, I've been training traders from all walks of life on little-known insider secrets behind the success of top 5% traders. Being on the trading floor with the traders allowed me to experience the frustration, the lightning speed of avalanche of data that was coming to them, and observed that they needed to consistently perform under high stress and high pressure. And they needed to perform well, or they were out. There were no second chances for them. I noticed something very, very strange. What was that? Imagine that you have two traders in the same place, with exactly the same education, tools, and information. One is making a lot of money, and their success is skyrocketing. The other one is just doing okay. He makes money, but he's not fulfilling his own expectation. What makes the difference? What do you guys think that would make the difference?
I think it's internal psychology.
It is. It's not their intelligence. You're right. It's their psychology. Because it's... what I noticed, you can have the best system and skills, but if you don't have your inner game figured out and you haven't developed your mental edge, you will not be able to make money consistently, will you? You know, think about it this way. Sometimes the traders start with losing a trade. It's like losing a battle. Have a strategy and not develop your mental edge, you could lose the war and your trading business. This is not what your goal is, it? At least I hope it isn't. Today we're going to cover some powerful processes that it's not really talked about, which will enable you to win the war and have the successful trading business that you want. It reminds me of one of my clients who was very, very successful. And after a huge loss, he couldn't pull the trigger. He was extremely successful. So he was giving advice to others, and others would make money on his advice, but his own account wasn't moving anywhere. So after we spent some time together and we worked together, he realized how to get back to the level of success that he had and even go beyond that. Would you like to learn some of these processes?
Yes.
Great. So let's get started. Okay. Imagine this. You are ready to take your trading business to the next level. You realize you can cut your learning curve by finding a great mentor. You hear about this mentor and have great success. You buy their books. You sign up for their program, mentorship, system, or whatever that they are offering. You are very excited. You get started. And you might have some success. then everything stops. You feel bad. You might get mad at your mentor, at the system, or the market. You might think, well, this works for others and not me. You start questioning who you are and what you do. You start doubting yourself. You start doubting your capability and your judgment. And then your trading becomes even more erratic. You don't know what to do anymore. Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
Sure does.
Yeah. Here's why. Because when I ask traders just like you why they're not realizing their potential, they feel like there is something missing, that they have to do what they don't want to do. It's following a model that is not resonating with who they are. And it frustrates them. They feel just like throwing the towel, and they often do. You probably know what I mean. You know, when something doesn't fit who you are and you feel yourself obligated to do it anyway, it feels like hard work. You have a lot of resistance to it. You get some results, but after a while, you get stuck. You can't move forward, and your growth is not sustainable. You might feel overwhelmed. You might feel frustrated, angry, exhausted. And worse than that, you might feel that you're not smart enough. None of it, you know, it's not your fault. Because the first differentiator is that majority of traders don't consider, or they don't know how to fit what they are learning into who they are and their lifestyle. And that's one of the key things. You know, you might have heard that knowledge is power. How many of you have heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah? But actually, the application of knowledge is power. I mean, I can have all the knowledge in my head, but if I don't know how to apply it to my life, what good does that do me? It's just like useless information, isn't it? It just gets some part of my brain. But learning how to apply it, it gets you the kind of results that you want. And you need to be able to fit it in your trading business and in your lifestyle. Again, if this is really, really important, because if you don't adjust it to who you are and your lifestyle, then you cannot sustain it. And this is one of the major causes of sabotage. Again, a lot of people sabotaging themselves because they go against their own grain. And they wonder what happened. And they start blaming themselves. But it's not their fault. You know, they have to learn to adjust it to who they are. I remember one of my clients that I was working with, he was working with this group of traders. And he was very successful. He was making lots of money. And then the group decided that it's time for him to increase his position size. Well, this guy couldn't handle it. It was a lot of pressure for him. And all his winning streak went to losing streak. So he started to feel very uncomfortable. He started not feeling good enough. And the butterfly and, you know, anxiety and those kind of stuff that came about. Then after we started working together, he learned in his own way how to increase his position size and how to create the profitability that he wants. Because, you know, one size does not fit all. If it was, we all would have been able to do same thing over and over. But it doesn't work that way. You might ask, okay, what can I do? These are simple but yet powerful processes that I want you to do. It is important that, number one, you know who you are and what your risk profile is. You know, knowing yourself is the key to all of these things. Secondly, be very honest with yourself and ask yourself, does the strategy that I'm using work for me? Does it fit who I am? Am I comfortable with the risk-reward ratio? Is it right for me? Are you comfortable with the frequency of the trades? You know, one of the biggest complaints that I hear is that, oh, I get bored. And when people get bored, what do they normally do? They find traits where it doesn't exist, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, they look at the patterns where it doesn't exist. They look at, they make up opportunities because they cannot, they don't have the patience to sit online. So make sure that the strategy that you're picking fits who you are. And if not, these things doesn't fit you, it's important to find another one that fits you. That's one of the major keys to your success. You know, I work with a lot of different traders, and they have different styles of trading, and they're successful. But I must admit that if tries to follow, one of them tries to follow the other one completely, verbatim, they are not going to succeed. Because people are different. So it's very... Hello? Sorry. Okay. It's important for you to fit it to who you are. And that gets me to the second differentiator. That majority of the traders don't pay attention to their financial thermostat. Yeah, we do have a financial thermostat. And you know how thermostats are. When we set it to one level, it might fluctuate a little bit, but it goes back to that level. Let me give you some examples that might clarify that for you. You know, it goes back to the previous example that it talked about my clients, but you know, as soon as you start increasing your trade size, your position size, you start losing. Then you think, oh, I can't trade these larger sizes. It's not for me. And part of you says, I should be content with the profits that I'm making, with the money that I'm making. And the other part says, no, you get mad at yourself. And then you start comparing yourself with another trader, with X, Y, and Z. And then the anger and frustration start brewing in. And what happens is that your confidence goes down. And at that point, you know, you are starting to look outside. You are looking at the, what I call, bright, shiny objects. You go to different systems, you go to different markets, or use different strategies. Because we always think the grass is greener on the other side. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah?
You're guilty.
Yes.
Okay. Then the other thing that happens is sometimes you go on a winning streak. You have the best month of your life. You are doing so great and you are very, very happy with it. Next month comes in and it seems that you're only pulling trigger on the losing trade. You start losing that month and you become depressed. Then the next month, then the winning cycle starts. And the month after that, the losing cycle starts. And you go through this cycle over and over again. Does that sound familiar too? I'm sure a few of you might have done that. So it is very important to know how your financial thermostat is set, at what level it sets, and it's usually, we don't think about it on a conscious level, because nobody tells us about it. How do we learn it? Basically, it's usually by watching our parents and their attitudes about money, how they are handling money, or our friends, family friends. It's based on our religion, the authority figure, based on our culture or media, just to name a few. Let's see if you have heard any of the following. Money is the root of all evil. Or rich people are greedy. Who wants to be greedy? So, you know, if you think about that, do I want to be rich if I be considered labeled as greedy? or you might have to, or you might heard that you have to work hard for your money. Basically, they say you have to exchange time for money. I remember one of my clients, I was working with him. He was very, very successful. He had all the toys, you know, the big toys that you can imagine. The plane, the motorcycle, different kind of machines, all the big toys. And what happened was that he had created a system that he could make a lot of money. But at some point he started feeling guilty about it because he thought, hey, I'm not working hard. Why should I make all this money? And guess what? He started sabotaging himself. And this was the key because he figured that was, you know, he had no right to that money. He shouldn't make that money. I'm glad to say that after we worked together, he figured out, you know, what he can do with the money and how to maintain his successes. So he's not sabotaging himself in that way anymore. Another belief that I hear all the time is you can be rich and spiritual. How many of you have heard that one? Anybody?
I have.
I remember. Yeah, I know. I've heard that a lot. Years ago, I met a guy named Doug Weed at a 3% club. And, you know, he's a guy who was working with, served two presidents. And he started sharing his story with us. And what I remember of that story is that he was a son of a minister. And he was brought up to believe that, you know, if you are rich, you cannot be spiritual. So he became poor. And after a few years, he realized that when he's not using his talents and the gifts that he's been given to. So he's not, you know, by not making money, he's not serving anybody. He's not, you know, he's not using his talents and gifts. He's worried about money constantly. So he cannot have the lifestyle that he wants, and he cannot help anybody else. You know, if he wanted to be a preacher or a minister, how can he help others while he's upset himself and he's worrying about everything happening to him? So he decided, I really want to be rich. And he changed his perspective about that. Because now he has one of the biggest philanthropy organizations and he helps a lot of people. And that's his way of giving back and helping the community. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Good. So what can you do? It is important for you to understand how your financial thermostat is set and where it's set at. And are these beliefs things are helping you or hindering you? If some of the beliefs that you have is good for you, by all means, keep them. But if they don't help you and they hinder you in the process and causes you the yo-yo effect, you might consider changing them. Actually, you might consider them seriously changing them. Good. So we talked about the first one of the differentiated to adapt what you learn to who you are. The second one was pay attention to your financial thermostat. And the third differentiator is that a lot of traders seems to have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. They talk about their goals and dreams, and in the next sentence you hear why they cannot have those goals and dreams. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. They might say, I don't have the money, markets go against me, I'm not good enough, or I need to learn more, and it's not feasible. Some of them might even say, I'm too old, or I'm too young, or who wants it anyway? And, I mean, I've heard it, who wants it anyway? But underneath it, they feel this worry and concern because on one hand they want their goals. They want to reach this financial success that they are looking for. So they feel this pit in their stomach, and they feel, because they're thinking over and over and over about it, they feel exhausted, and they don't feel like they have enough energy. And then they feel that they are not in control. So it becomes very upsetting for them. What do you think is behind this thought? Any idea?
Again, that they don't deserve it.
Yeah, and but you are right. And for many people, success is a frightening thing. It truly is. Because for them, it's like, you have to think about it. One thing is, what if I don't succeed? What if I fail? That's one side of the coin. But on the other side is, what if I succeed? What happens next? What if I can't handle it? You know? So, it's important to understand what the payoffs are. Are you ready for the consequences? So, you know, in order for you to understand if that's one of the things that is holding you back, you can ask yourself three questions. You might want to write these things down. One is, what does success mean to you? Is it one thing? Or do you have a success index? How are you defining the success in your life? What does it mean to you? Number two, what happens if you don't have the success? I mean, I know a lot of people might say, oh, I'm a loser, I might get a job, or whatever else that...
I'm listening to this call. I can't talk right now.
Okay. They might get embarrassed. So, what are the consequences if you don't have success? But more importantly is number three. This is very important, and I really want you to give it some thought and answer it. What happens if you do have the success? If you achieve whatever you wanted to achieve, what happens? What are you going to do next? What do you think people expect of you? What do you think is going to happen to your relationships? You know, I was listening to a lottery winner, and one of the comments he made is that he doesn't have any relationship with his families and friends anymore. And they asked him why. He said, well, I think I have given a lot to my family and friends, and yet they're not grateful. And the family and friends feel they haven't done enough. So there is a conflict in there. What do you think is going to happen to you if you achieve your success? Any thoughts? Anybody wants to share anything at this point?
Buy more stuff.
Yeah.
There'll
just
be more demands on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are legit ones. So you have to understand, if those happen, how you can handle that.
Yeah, more pressure to keep that success.
Excuse me?
More pressure to hold that success.
Exactly.
The fear of it again.
It is pressure to keep the success, but you have to define it. It's in a way that you can set boundaries around it rather than ignore it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So it's important. I really want you, after this call, to sit down and write these things. And write, even if it sounds obvious, please write it down. Because when it comes to the surface, that's the time that you can look at it and say, yes, but how am I going to make a decision about it? Because we don't want these things to stop you, do you?
No.
Great. So let's go to the next differentiator, the fourth one. Think about this scenario. You have a few trades go against you, or you have a huge loss. Usually what happens, there are two camps usually. Either you become very cautious, you don't take all the signals that your system tells you to take, you cut your winners short, you let your losers run because you're hoping and praying and wishing for things to come back. You focus on losing, and you trade not to lose versus trading to win, and you're fearful. And basically, it's coming from a place of scarcity. The other group becomes more aggressive. They try to make all their losses in one trade. They see opportunities when there is none. They increase their position size when it doesn't warrant the risk. Then it becomes more like gambling. And they throw away all their rules, the money management, risk management, and everything. They basically, you know, in either case, they are becoming very frustrated. And they get in this downhill spiral that they have a hard time to get out of. Do you know what I'm talking about? Does it make sense?
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
So what happens is that, you know, if you're part of the first group, it is like you're scared. And if you're part of the second group, you want to take revenge on the market. And you want to show the market who is in charge. You know, after all, I know better than anybody else. So what happens is that in either case, they let their emotions to get better of them. And when that happens, you lose focus.
I saw it. Yeah.
And when you lose focus, you are not in your trading zone, are you?
No.
Yeah. So, you know, you might have heard of this before. That in order to be successful, you have to leave your emotion at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with that. Because I think emotions are emotions. They are telling us what is happening with us. They're an indicator. What differentiates the top 5% from the others, they know how to manage their emotion and stay in their trading zone. It's not about lack of emotion. It's about managing your emotion. Because it's your choice how you want to react to that emotion. I was recently talking with a colleague of mine. We worked at BT together. And he was under the mistaken impression that you have to choose between being one of the top 5% traders or have a family life. Wow. He believes that if you're a super trader, you have to have ice in your vein. God help us. And he was a family man. So do you see where would his conflict come from? Because, you know, again, it's not about lack of emotions. It's not being about cold-heartedly. It's about how you choose to react to that emotion. I think Stephen Covey has something that says 10% is what happens to us. It's our circumstances. 90% is about how we react to those circumstances. But first, we have to be aware of what those circumstances are. Another quote by Norman Vincent Peale is that any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude toward it, for that determines our success or failure. Let me read it again. Any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude toward it, for that determines our success or failure. So what can you do? Again, these are simple processes, but they are very powerful processes. Notice how you are reacting to the situation. For instance, if you have a trait that goes against you, how do you react? And then go to the next step. Why are you having those reactions? What does that mean to you? And the third one is, if it doesn't serve you, shift your perspective. Shift how you want to look at it and how you want to change that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
But the most important thing is knowing how you are reacting and why you are reacting. Because if you don't know what is happening, can you change it?
Oh.
No. So it's about the first step is awareness of it. So again, with these things, I know we are covering a lot and going through them quickly, but I want you, after this call, sit down with yourself and ask yourself these questions and be honest with yourself. Don't think what you should answer or any of those things. Think about it, what really comes through you. And now we go to the fifth differentiator, which I think is one of the biggies too, is that the majority of traders think that their decisions are permanent. This is it. You know, I know that media is partly guilty in that, because what happens in politics, if you say something 20 years ago, they bring it back and hold you accountable for it. But that's politics. That's not real life. In real life, we grow and we learn from our experiences, don't we?
Yeah.
But if you think that our decisions are permanent, guess what's going to happen? We start agonizing over making decisions. We go through analysis paralysis. You know what I'm talking about. We go through so much data and we want to get as much confirmation as we can get. We want to be perfect. We have a problem pulling the trigger. We don't want to make any mistakes. And then we're freezing in front of our screen. We are unwilling to take chances, and we miss opportunities. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
So what happens as a result? We start feeling frustration. And we start procrastinating. People say, why are we procrastinating? Because we're not making any decisions. We're afraid of it. Then we start feeling this anxiety, and we start feeling the being stuck and the nervousness, and then we can't focus. And then we don't feel good about ourselves. And then the biggie, we feel out of control. Who wants to be out of control? But what we have to realize is that the decisions are not permanent. Decisions are as of now, for this moment. It's about baby steps. You might have heard of this saying, good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment. I mean, I know that we want to minimize our bad judgment, and that's why we have mentors and we read books and that kind of stuff. But nothing replaces experience, does it?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that some of you can guess who has said the following, but I always like to include it because I think it says a lot. I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. On 26 occasions, I've been entrusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's precisely what I succeed. Who do you think it is?
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, he's one of the most successful basketball players. And you know that in high school, his coach didn't let him play for a while because he didn't think it was good enough. So his determination, his willingness to take chances, caused him to be who he is today. going from Michael Jackson to Harry Potter movies, there's a quote in there that says, "We are not defined by our abilities. We are defined by our choices." So it's about what are you going to choose? And the obvious thing in here, it's about start making decisions. I mean, I know it sounds so obvious, but nothing, again, nothing replaces practice. Think about it. Like, if you have a huge loss in your trade, and you might be too gun-shy to pull the trigger, the way to handle it is not to avoid it. It's about taking small position and take some profit. Even if it's a small profit, even if you're leaving money on the table, it's about taking action. And what happens is the more profit you take, the more confidence you start building. Then it becomes easier for you to pull the trigger. So action is the key to your trading success. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Very good. So let's review what we have covered today. We talked about the first differentiator, which is adapting what you learn to who you are. And if you don't, you start doubting yourself, doubting your capability, and doubting your judgment. You might feel overwhelmed. You might feel frustrated. You might feel exhausted. And we talked about that one size doesn't fit all. You want to personalize it by knowing who you are, knowing your risk profile, and you want to get very honest with yourself and ask, you know, if your strategies fit you, if you're comfortable with risk-reward ratios, if you're comfortable with the frequency of your trade, if you're comfortable with your position size. And if any of these doesn't fit you, find another strategy that does. The second differentiator was pay attention to your financial thermostat. Because if you don't, you go through the yo-yo effect. Your trading business doesn't grow, and you can't make money consistently. And I know a lot of people want to make money consistently. So find out where your financial thermostat is and adjust it. You might have
financial what?
Financial thermostat.
Thermostat, okay.
Yeah. Remember we talked about the financial thermostat and your capacity?
Yeah.
And you want to adjust that? You know, the thing is, you might have heard that most lottery winners go broke and even in more debt within 5 years because they haven't looked at their financial capacity. They don't know how to handle money. And that becomes very important. The third differentiator that we talked about is about having one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake because then at that point people focus on why they cannot have what they want. They are not good enough. They don't have enough money. And who wants it anyway? I heard, I think there's a quote from Confucius that says, if you give up your dream, nobody cares but you know. And to me, that tells it all. And what happens is that because you really want it, you feel worry and concern about why you might not have it. And again, it has this pit in your stomach and you might feel out of control. So going through the steps that we talked about, what does success mean to you? What happens if you don't have the success? And more importantly, what happens if you do have success? Again, I really want you to spend some time on these things. The number four is that a lot of traders don't stay long in their trading zone. And what happens is that when a few trades goes against them or they have huge losses, they get very emotional. And what happens is that where emotions go high, the decision-making capability goes what? It goes down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people are into camps usually. Either they are very cautious or they get very aggressive. Either they are scared of the market or they wanna take revenge on the market and show the market who is the boss. You know, I don't know if I shared this secret with you or not, but I wanna tell you that market really doesn't care about you. It's sad to say, but it doesn't care how smart you are. It doesn't care how much money you have or you don't have. It doesn't care how well you know things. It just doesn't care. It's about you learning how to manage your emotions and be in tune with the market. So you hear what market is telling you rather than imposing your impressions or what you think on the market. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about the three steps that you can go through, and one is learning what your emotions are telling you. Rather than ignoring it, pay attention and learn what it's telling you. And the second thing is notice your behavior, how you are behaving. What does that mean? Why are you behaving in that way? And the third is, does it serve you or not? If it doesn't serve you, change that behavior. Because we have a choice. You know, you might have seen some people get angry. I mean, when I was on the trading floor, they start throwing their chairs or their keyboards or that kind of stuff. And then we have others who are calm and collected. You can choose those behavior. Everything we do is a habit. It might not happen overnight, but it can happen. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And the fifth thing that we talked about was that majority of traders think that their decisions are permanent. They agonize over making decisions. They go through analysis paralysis, and they want to be perfect. So what happens as a result? They feel a lot of frustration. They start procrastinating, and they don't feel good about themselves. But the key is, it's about taking action and making decisions. Even it's baby steps. You don't have to make big decisions to be successful. So how many of you are learning something?
Definitely.
Yep, definitely.
Good, good. You know, obviously, there is only so much we can cover together today, and this is just the beginning. As you can imagine, we just touched the surface, and we think that there is much more to share. There's a lot more to share about these things. For those of you who want to take their trading business to the next level and get more in depth in these areas and be able to easily integrate these principles into their trading business, I have created a unique program to bring you exactly what you want so you can get faster results. Would it be okay if I shared with you right now a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a program that is a four-week series. It's like this. We get on the phone and we talk about each of these areas more in depth. The first module, it talks about your personal risk profile. We get really clear what your risk profile is, how you're reacting to different situations, what causes it. And we uncover your programming, and we create a game plan that is specific for you. We go through the exercises and give you in-depth instruction so you can recalibrate your skill set. The second module that we're going to talk about is your money management skills. And you know, we're going to cover the costly pitfalls. We're going to determine where your financial thermostat is, how it's set, where it's set, and how you can increase it. We want to recognize and stop your sabotage patterns in this area and really pave the way for the success that and growth that you desire. The third module, we're going to talk about unshackling your power. You know, we don't like this yo-yo effect of having one foot on the gas and the other one on the brake. we want to harness your attitude so your trading business can flourish and go to the next level. And this process itself enables you to align your goals with your action. Because a lot of times you know what to do, but you don't do it anyway. And we want to prevent that. We want you to do what you want to do, and you know how to do it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And the fourth module talks about getting in your trading zone. And what that means is that sometimes when you put a trade on, if you are too focused on how you want the result going to be, guess what's going to happen? You are not in tune with the market. You are imposing your own view on the market. You want to see, you know, you are feeling things, but you're not open to what the market is telling you. And you're not present. So what happens is, it's about putting your trade in with the intention of winning, but you're not attached to the results. It means that you're free to do your risk management. You are present. You're focused to see how the market is moving. Because how many of you know that losing is part of your trading?
Yeah.
The goal is to minimize those losses. And how can you minimize it is by really, you know, knowing that what market is doing. And you be present in that. So our goal in that module is to get you ready and help you to be present and focused on what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yep, good one.
So what is included in this program? As I said, it's a 4-week teleseries, and we're going to have weekly 90-minute calls. In that, 60 minutes of the call is going to be about content. We're going to discuss each area in depth. We're going to go through it, you know, exercises and things like that. Then the last 30 minutes of it, it's going to be Q&A. So you can ask me any questions. And I promise, even if it's more than 30 minutes, I stay online as long as you have questions because I want you to really incorporate it in your trading business. The second thing is that you're going to have weekly recordings because there are times that, you know, our schedule doesn't allow us to be on the call exactly at that time. So you want to have the recording. And sometimes what happens is you want to hear those things over and over again because you're in a different frame of mind. So if you hear it the second time, you might get some things that you didn't get the first time. The third thing is going to be your action sheets. You're going to go through exercises and action sheets that you have because, again, as I said, we want to understand your programming. Everybody's programming is different from somebody else's. So when you go through those action sheets, you realize what your programming is, and then we can change that so it will fit you. One size doesn't fit all. I've never believed that. And the fourth thing that is going to be covered is you're going to be part of a private group. The people that are going to be in that group are the people in that class. The class is only limited to 25 people, no more than that, because we wanted to have an intimate situation, so you can ask your questions, we can get familiar, and we can have the support for everybody. And this private group, you can see how your colleagues are doing, how they are handling different situations, and, you know, I'll be answering all of your questions in that email group, that forum that you will have. In addition to that, you will have email coaching support from me personally. So if you have any questions that you don't feel comfortable sharing it with the group, in the Google group that we're going to have, you'll send it directly to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer that. If this is something that you feel you're called for and you're ready to take the next step, you can go to consistentlyboostyourprofits.com and sign up. It's consistentlyboostyourprofits.com. And for the people who are going to take fast action, and I don't know how many of those spots we have left, there is a bonus. And that would be one-on-one laser coaching with me. And I've heard a lot of people that even a few minutes when they call and they ask their question, they can get clear about the next steps and how they can go forward. Let me ask you only one question. And this is, where do you want to be a month from now? Where do you think you're going to be and where do you want to be? And if what you're doing is helping you to get there. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for being on the call. It truly has been a joy. And I want to wish everybody a lot of success in the new year. Until our next Mental Age Trading Connection, have a great day, everybody. Take care. Bye.